Today's country and your all-time favorites, 95.1 The Bull. Rob Getz in the bullpen joining me on the line here this morning for our community conversation. New Hampton Park and Rec Director Tara Hackman joining me. Tara, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Absolutely, because Tara, I happen to notice that the word around the rumor mill is that we are getting back into the season here with water park will be opening, of course, right around the corner as the weather gets warmer. And the next thing we want to have is talking about the lifeguards. Now, let's talk a little bit more about that, because I know last year we were having a little bit of some shaky ground here, but there's some more positivity coming our way here.
Yes. So the good news is our board approved for a $2 increase per hour for the starting wage for lifeguards. We hope that this helps kind of get a better number of guards this year so we can be open a more regular season. Our current starting wage now for lifeguards is $12 an hour. And like you said, we don't want those weird hours or have to close early or anything. But in order to do that, we need a larger staff.
Absolutely, because I've actually been out there with our family, and we did notice, you know, we accommodated, of course, you know, with the changes that have happened. And I know post-pandemic things are just still kind of getting back into the swing of things. And now we're looking at kind of a bigger, brighter future that's ahead right now with, like you said, with the wages. And also, I hear a bit of an incentive you guys are going to be having as well.
Yes. So if you get your applications in by February 27th to be a lifeguard for us this year in New Hampton, we will give you a $25 gift card to any local establishment of your choosing.
Very good. Now, again, when is the deadline there to get the application in?
Yep. So in order to get the gift card, you do need to get an application in and sign up for our local lifeguard course by February 27th, which is next Monday. So if you're even thinking about it, please consider getting that in sooner rather than later. It'll benefit both of us. The good news is, compared to last year at this time, we actually have 9 applicants already, which is about twice the amount that we had last year at this time. So things are looking up, but in order to run a regular season, we need closer to that 15-16 number of lifeguards.
Speaking with Tara Hackman, joining me here this morning on the Morning Roundup from New Hampton Parks and Rec, director here. I noticed, you know, when you have the staff there, basically you're looking at several different kind of points around that water park, right? Not just looking over the pool and the waterfall there. I mean, the water slide, also in the food, right?
Yes. Yep. So when you think of lifeguards and the amount needed on any given day, you need 7 lifeguards. And then you're looking at, you know, kids are busy these days, and it's changed even from when I was, you know, that age range. They're still involved in sports. They're in activities. They're going to camps. They still need to be a kid and, you know, enjoy vacations with their family. And we want that all for them. But in order for everybody to have some time off, that's where we need a bigger number.
So the bigger number, it'll weigh out the balances, maybe a little shorter hours than during the course of the week, correct?
Right.
Yes.
Yep. And with that, you know, we're also looking for concession stand workers, top of slide workers, and water safety instructors. So
you got to keep the pizza and the pretzels warm.
Absolutely. We actually did a concession survey online. We're going to try and streamline our products a little bit this year. We were trying to figure out what came in first for wants for the concession stand. And you said it, pretzels came in at number one. So
I can't argue with that. I cannot argue with that.
Either.
And my son, he loves the Dippin' Dots. That's got to be a hot seller for you guys.
Absolutely. Those will definitely be staying. Yes.
Good, good. Looking forward to it. Well, Tara, again, more information and how to apply, of course, for the lifeguard positions there. Again, how can we get a hold of you?
Sure. You can always call us at 394-5464. On the New Hampton website, newhamptonia.com, you can actually go and apply online, and it'll just ask you what you're applying for, and you simply type in lifeguard, and that'll be emailed to me directly, or you can always stop in and grab an application from us.
Okay. Final word there. What do you think might be the projection for the water park to open for this year?
on Memorial Day this year. So May 29th is opening day for 2023.
Okay, we won't hold you to it, but we'll just kind of guesstimate right about then.
That's the plan.
Very good. Well, Tara, thanks again for joining us here this morning on the Morning Roundup, and we look forward to a great turnout for lifeguards, and we look forward to another season there at the water park.
Thank you so much. So do we.